Lowe's knows member-only doorbuster deals make SpringFest savings even better. Right now, rewards members can get three 19.3-ounce Bonnie Plants vegetables and herbs for just $10. Plus, save $50 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-burner grill, now $149. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 4/7, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location, subject to change, while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
If you keep donating, I'll keep cycling. So makeawish.ie/donate. Mick McCarthy is winning from off the ball. So Mick, you take over, please. Yeah, I am completely out of breath.
This is the most bizarre situation I've ever been in radio, Kieran, but enjoyable. And look, you've guilted me, and I already donated earlier on to make
you've
a wish.
Got to donate
but
again.
I'll go again. I'll go again one more time. Just you know, witnessing this feat of human endurance.
It's not all you're witnessing.
Understandably, I'll take over. No, there's pretty good news actually in sport just in the last few minutes. Ireland, the Irish women's team completed a 4-0 win over Greece over in Crete, which. You know, it wouldn't be the most unexpected result for Ireland to win. Greece are, like, well-ranked below Ireland, but their last game they had was a 4-0 defeat in Slovenia.
Yeah.
So there was a little bit of concern. Katie McCabe, who was injured for Arsenal recently, was only available to play on the bench, and Ireland were really poor in the first half and were nil all at half-time, and you were starting to worry, is the wheels coming off a little bit? Katie came on at half-time. They scored 4 goals in the second half.
And what was she the difference?
She was in many ways. Now, Ireland played better in general and were a much better team. But yeah, when you see Katie McCabe coming on, having not been there in the first half, you really see the influence of a player that good. You know, she just knits everything together. Everything made a lot more sense when she was on the pitch. Playing in her more traditional left wing-back / full-back role, that she wasn't playing in the earlier in Carla Ward's first couple of games. So it's a good bounce back for Ireland. They play Greece again on Tuesday night and hopefully should take care of business there as well. And then some optimism going into the latter stages of the competition, thankfully.
Yeah, okay. So where does this leave them?
They're in second place. So Slovenia, so it's a 4-team Nations League group. Slovenia won against Turkey today. So that means that they're still 2 points ahead of Ireland. Going in, Ireland would play them again in Dublin, so plenty of chance for them to turn it around.
So let's look ahead then to the weekend. So we've got the league final, hurling.
Yeah, this is a big one because, like, I mean, the championship is obviously starting in a couple of weeks, and it's hard, like, Cork and Tip are playing each other again, so it's hard to think they'll give too much to it. But then the tickets sell out, Portcullis sells out in, you know, an hour or whatever it was. There's 45,000 here. It's a double header, obviously, the 1B final between Waterford and Offaly is going to be there as well.
There's a bit of excitement around both of those teams at the moment.
And there really is. And look, I mean, Offaly fans like wanted a standalone fixture here. You know they bring big crowds to any of these events. But it's an unbelievable buzz for hurling because the Hurling League has got basically no attention because the football, with the new rules and so on, and it's a better competition anyway, the Football League, than the Hurling League. And all of a sudden you're kind of looking at this and going, this mad spectacle is happening to finish it off. And, you know, all the games have sold out in the Munster Hurling Championship as well. There's an amazing buzz around the game at the moment. And it's like the national media is only kind of catching up on it a little bit. So that should be a fun game on Sunday. Tip are kind of a little bit rejuvenated. Cork need a title. They haven't won anything in this kind of rebirth that they've had over the last couple of years. Yeah. So they need some silverware. So it should be interesting.
It's great to see our Tip going win the league, isn't it?
That's great, yeah.
Makes it all the more
enjoyable. Everyone wants Tip to
come
back.
Off. anyway, Never miss an opportunity. The football as well, I guess the peak of the action, because the championship is getting underway.
Yeah.
With the big ball, it's Donegal and Derry and Ulster.
It really sneaks up on us. So this is fascinating. It's the second year in a row they've played in that, you know, that preliminary round, that 8-9 team in Ulster to play in the first round. And last year, Derry were league champions and were flying, and Donegal, under Jim McGuinness, come back, caught them on the hop, scored 4 goals and beat them.
And that was the start of the wheels really coming off for Derry. It was unbelievable how precipitous the dip in form was.
Unbelievable. I was just about to say the same thing. So everything kind of went downhill from them for Derry. They were thought of as All-Ireland contenders last year. It didn't happen. Then Mickey Hart leaves. They have Paddy Talley comes in. It hasn't gone well. They've been relegated from the league. They've been poor. They've got an awful lot of injuries. And you're going in 12 months later to the same fixture thinking, I don't see how they can beat Donegal. Donegal have home advantage as well. They've been brilliant. The sense was, could have probably won the league if they had bothered. They didn't want to play 2 weeks in a row, which you can understand with this match coming up. So, look, it's a big game for this time of year. And whether the provincial championships matter as much anymore is an open question. Obviously, it matters more in Ulster than it does everywhere else.
Yeah.
And also because Derry's sort of season is on the line. Like, it's hard to see them going out this early and really coming back strong all the way as far as the group stages, which are so far away at this stage.
I know, in Premier League, there's a Manchester derby, which doesn't really matter as much this year. You've got Leinster playing Harlequins tomorrow. But I briefly just, Munster playing La Rochelle in France. I mean, if it was football, you'd say Rodgers' head was on the line, you know, for the chopping block, because they're not going that well. It's not football. He's not going to be fired. But
yeah,
they're struggling.
They've been really, really struggling. It's gone from not as good a season to basically a crisis over the last kind of month and a half. Looking over their shoulder a bit. I think they'll be okay. I think he's got enough credit in the bank with what he's done there. But it's been the season from hell, really. And then he's got Munster. Could his old club put him out? Now, when this draw was made, or when we knew this game was going to happen, Munster were basically given no chance. Since what's happened in La Rochelle, I think people are kind of very excited for this game anyway, let's just say. So, interesting. So Munster have a couple of... Peter Matney is back. Abraham is back at full back after a long-term injury. So there's a bit of buzz around Munster. Could they do it? Could they shock everybody?
Yeah.
It's a while since they've had one of those famous wins in France. Could be the week. I don't know. It's hard to say. Don't forget that La Rochelle have their French internationals back as well. And that makes a big difference.
Mick, listen. Thanks a million. Mick McCarthy from Off the Ball.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.